And let's go to the phone lines and let's lock in Chuck Sink. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back, Tom, but I'm not sure if I want to be locked in anywhere.
Well, if somebody calls, what happens if I don't lock you in and somebody calls, I'm liable to hang up on somebody. So that's just a technical trick here on the board.
Fair enough. All right. Well, consider myself under your command.
All right. So do you want to do vacation spots or your tips first?
Well, let me see. Let's go with the tips because who knows? Maybe if I, you know, get someone to listen, they'll call in even sooner. No, just kidding. Whatever you like. I've got a couple of spots up here in New Hampshire in mind, as well as, you know, a couple of things we'd happy to talk about.
All right, let's do the vacation tips first.
Okay, sounds good to me. So here's where I go. Okay, I got to be quicker out of the gate here. Well, you know, my wife and I took a little trip. Oh, this was maybe 3 weeks ago. It was a beautiful day, and we headed a little bit southwest of where we live, which is, I had mentioned in the past, Contoocook, New Hampshire. And so we took this nice country drive, less than an hour, down into Peterborough. And Peterborough is kind of a hidden gem in southwestern New Hampshire. It's between, say, the Nashua and Keene area, a little closer to Keene, if folks know where that is. And so if you can get your bearings as to where Manchester or Nashua are in New Hampshire, Peterborough is pretty much due west, and it's a very quaint, old New England, kind of it was a small factory village at one point, and now it has become you know, beautifully refurbished, and you know, there's been some investment there over the years. In fact, the town has never, you know, not bustled in some way, from what I understand, and it's maintained this charm that, you know, that's kind of late 18th or late 19th century, I would say. You drive in, and like a typical small New England village, you know, you're greeted with some very quaint architecture, old but you know, sturdy. And the village itself has been really invested in. A lot of businesses have moved into a small area along the river. I say small, it's probably about, I don't know, maybe a 10-acre area in the village, which has opened up to quite a number of shopping, you know, boutique shops and restaurants. And my wife and I were really, really impressed. I had done business in Peterborough years ago and hadn't been back. I'd always enjoyed spending whatever time I could there. And, boy, it's only gotten better, Tom.
So is this a walking tour, eating, drinking, and staying in an old bed and breakfast?
Absolutely, yeah. You pegged it right there, really. I would say walking, eating, shopping. And then there's numerous areas, you know, inns and beds and breakfasts to choose from. If you do a little research on Google, you'll find something. So Peterborough, New Hampshire, just kind of look it up, and really it's, you know, you once you find your way into the village and park somewhere, you know, you'll be surrounded with quaint shops and places to, you know, to kind of sightsee and look around.
Hey, what's your second tip?
Okay. By the way, I would say that there's one restaurant there you might try for lunch. It's called 12 Pine.
Hmm.
Yeah, comfort food. There's great fresh to order, healthy selections there as well, and you know, nice open kind of seating, relaxed and you know, casual. But anyway, just one I thought, you know, we found was excellent. And another thought I had up here is a little farther north. If you go kind of due north from Peterborough, is the Crow Flies. You're eventually going to come up in the Lakes region, the western part of the Lakes region, and probably a lot of folks have heard of Newfound Lake. in New Hampshire. It's I think it's like a third largest body of fresh water we have.
Wow.
Very clean water. Just it's rated as some of the cleanest water in the world, actually, for a lake, and it maintains that constantly through springs. It's fed by springs right underneath the lake floor constantly, and it's running out, so that the lake water is constantly changing over with fresh spring water. So you take a swim and you open your eyes and you can see.
And say the name of the lake again. The name of the lake and the town.
Newfound Lake, and that's the northern end is in Hebron. The southern end is in Bristol, and so Bristol is the better known town. And I was going to recommend a little area in Bristol called Central Square. Bristol is just due south of the southern end of the lake by just a couple of miles.
Is this a boating lake or sailing?
It's both. I would recommend a motorboat or a sail. In fact, it's great for sailing because it's got wide open broad section, and there's quite a lot of sailing craft out there. Nothing too large. You can get a big motorboat in the lake.
Cool.
Quite easily.
Used to be a big motorboat guy. Always enjoyed it. And Winnipesaukee is a great place too. Anything else you want to add on those tips?
Yeah, like I was saying, in Bristol, the village, there's an area called Central Square that's been redeveloped very nicely, I think. It's small, but a couple of neat spots you might want to check out. There's a cool pizza, kind of a brick oven, old-fashioned place called Pizza Benet, with a B as in boy, Benet. And then there's, if you like jazz, there's a place called the Purple Pit. Jazz club, and that is kind of a bring your own type of place. They serve some food there, but they get some really good local jazz talent, what there is up here, and they bring it in from all around New England. So the Purple Pit for jazz. If you're up here in the Newfound Lake area in the summer and you want to catch some jazz on the weekends, check it out.
Awesome. All right, Chad. Okay, let's see now. I had Chad Betts before. You're ChuckSinkLink.com. You're going to hold on a minute while I take care of a couple of commercials. Right back with more with Chuck Sink, and we're going to give some business tips next. And I even had your business tips. And now, here he goes. When we come back, we're going to talk about branding and paid advertising and when small businesses need to step it up. Right back with more. All right, so we're going back to Chuck Sink. And Chuck, are you ready for me? And we're going to talk about branding, paid advertising, and when small business needs to step it up.
Got it, yeah. I've been thinking about that, Tom. And, it's a number of clients, and I kind of look at the ones that get the most value out of my services, which are, marketing services in general for small to medium businesses. Okay, so anything from web design to social media and email marketing management and down the line. A lot of small businesses, they do a pretty good job in defining who they are and, their target market and what they're great at. And so that goes toward the branding. And, a brand really has to be authentic and based on something real and something that the company can always deliver on. Okay, so they always need to be able to deliver on their brand promise. And that's what makes it real and repeatable. And so, once you have that foundation of kind of who we are and what we stand for as a company, what our product is and why it's valuable in your life, you have that, those key core messages down, the right people need to hear it. And, how do you do that? Well, you can go and talk to them individually. You can have a sales force. You can just make calls, rap on doors, etc. But that works. But how can you scale that up in using media to reach enough people. And I think a lot of small businesses, they get going and they get great word of mouth, and then they want to take it to the next level. But there's a reticence or a reluctance even to spend the money it takes to effectively reach enough people. And you know this as well as anyone, Tom. You know, in doing advertising yourself and being on the air, that, you know, you've got to reach the right people. You've got to be there. So how do you do that? You got to pay for it in some cases.
True, Chuck. But you also, let me just say this to you, and you can help the audience. You have to know where to spend it and how much to spend. Because what people, advertising is dangerous. It's like flushing your money down the toilet if you don't do it right. Take it from there.
Correct. Yes, correct. Well, thanks. You know, that's good clarity right there. And that's what the fear is that people have. They understand they've been through it, a lot of them, before. They've tried advertising here, there, and it didn't work, and they spent a bunch of money, and they can't measure anything for it.
Yeah, and so, they can't live with themselves.
Yeah. Right. You know, and so, yeah, they'll kick themselves for it. And rather than, you know, who are the people who are advertising, and why are they successful, and why do they keep doing it? And you'll find your answers there, because it works when it's consistent and it's based on something, like I was saying earlier, is true and authentic and is provable and believable and, of course, valuable. And you kind of position that in the right way. And enough people hear it, they will respond. They will find you. They'll be thankful that they heard the ad. And you know, people who have been successful with advertising will tell you that over and over again, that, you know, they've been able to somewhat control the amount of the volume of business they get through how much they're spending. And they're able to fine-tune it to what's really, really profitable for them.
All right, let's give a little how-to. You could help somebody with that. Give them enough to get them to call you, because I feel like a lot of people have no idea. They just go buy an ad without knowing what the media is, what the reach, who it is. Give a little tip of the questions you might ask people in order to help them put together a way to spend their money wisely in the right venues.
Sure. You know, questions are the magic and where you get people thinking. So, you know, I would ask, you know, how long do you feel that it would take to sufficiently plant your message, your promotion in the minds of the right people, to get them to spend at a level that is going to pay for the advertising and a lot more? And, you know, they may scratch their heads, or they may just come up with 6 months or maybe 3 months or a year, what have you. And, you know, it's realistic to begin thinking in that maybe that 3 to 6 months at a minimum, and really 12 months, 18 months to give a campaign enough time and enough, you know, firepower, if you will, to sink in and to penetrate the minds of the target audience. And that usually takes, what, 5-7 impressions before they really start to remember what you're even trying to tell them.
Well, I think radio's repetition, and I can see people that take one ad in the newspaper and say, oh, it didn't work. I really think I agree with you. So then the next, what questions would you ask them with regard to what, because we're running on the clock here, what would be your questions of what venue to put them in versus print, social media, radio, etc.?
Yeah, that's a really great question. The media question, you know, it's something you got to get right, and it might even take some trial and error. But a lot of the times, the client will have a sense of what's worked. You know, has something has worked before, so they, you know, we can begin with that. But you know, I hate to say that print is really kind of losing some influence. It's still a great medium, and there's still an audience that loves it. But you've got to look into broadcast media, like radio. You mentioned, Tom, I think radio is a mainstay and will continue to be, and has really well embraced the digital technology to leverage itself and get even, you know, broader reach.
And Chuck, will you help them make the buy?
Yes, I will. I can help make the buy. I can help with other channels that are purely digital, like Google, Facebook. Facebook is tremendously powerful.
Phone number and connections, and I'll see you next season.
Okay. 603-345-7223. And my website is at chucksink.com or chucksinklink.com. Either way, if you can remember.
Please repeat the phone number slowly.
603-345-7223.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Talk to you soon.
You're most welcome, Tom.
Thanks. Chuck.